Are you ready? 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 Are you ready for the Year of Shame Challenge?
Hello and welcome to the April episode of the Year of Shame Challenge podcast 2016. I'm Aidy and I'm your host today, and with me are my trusty companions Jace, Matt and Neil. How are we all doing, gents?
Fine, and good. Hello.
Bonjour, bonjour. All good.
So, if
look at AD doing the hot seat. Look at him. Before you start cutting you off, look at him. He's having a go. He's doing his hosting. He's obviously wants to do a better job than Matt did.
Reading from a script.
I'm not reading from a script. I have bullet points. And you're going to get a bullet if you keep talking.
I'm not reading from a script.
So, if this is your first time listening to this show and you're wondering what it's all about, then we'll tell you. So, we are four self-confessed video game addicts. We buy too many games. We don't have time to play them all. Real life gets in the way. So 2016 for us is our year of playing all the games that sit on our pile of shame, and we are not buying any more new ones. We do, however, have a joker that we can play at any point during the year. We're also allowed one gift, and we also did start the year with a little bit of credit in our various online accounts that we can use as we see fit. So if this is the first show you've listened to, I would encourage you to go back and just listen to the previous episodes, because what you do is you get our journey throughout the first few months, and you'll see our descent into madness. So the first section we always do is our thoughts and feelings. So we're going to kick that one off, and I'll throw it to Neil. How are you feeling, mate?
I'm all right, thank you, AD. Isn't life chuffing hard sometimes? I'm good. I'm all right, thank you very much. Not playing video games has left a bit of a void. Work's busy. I've got a demon living downstairs, and I don't mean the missus. She lives upstairs, obviously. So things are up and down for me. But I think going off what I mentioned last week is I am finding it harder and harder. I'm surprisingly harder and harder to do this as we go on. It's getting really tough and difficult to not buy games. It's getting really hard.
We're a quarter of the way through, or a third of the way through. I love it.
And the thing is, right, you know what? What's more annoying about it is most of these games I probably won't want to buy anyway, but because they're coming out and there's something I don't own, I want them. Like Dark Souls 3.
I don't want it.
I can't have it, so I want it. It's the forbidden game fruit scenario all over my face. So, to answer your question, Aid, I'm all right, thank you very much, but in agony and pain.
Yeah, and I think we've all felt that over the last 4 weeks, and I don't know what it is, because actually April's probably the kind of slowest month for new releases.
I know.
Which makes it all the worse when you think what's coming ahead.
Seriously, we'll talk about it later, but some of the games that have been announced that are coming out this year, it's actually, we've said it before, and we've joked about it on social media to each other constantly, but this has to be the worst year ever to try and not buy video games.
It's got
games.
To be. Definitely.
It has to be.
And I thought it was always going to be. That's why I didn't really discuss it fully before I dragged you all in.
Fuck.
See, I'm not feeling it like that at the minute. But there's things that keep getting announced that are now beginning, like on the second half of the year, I think I'm going to be in trouble. What about you, Matt?
I can't be arsed with video games at the minute. That's my feelings. I haven't played a lot, and we'll talk about it later, but I've sort of lost all gaming mojo because of this challenge, I think. So I think, although this is the easy quiet month that we're all aware it's not too bad a month, I'm in my darkest spot so far, and I've lost the will to play games. I've had to kind of make myself play games to give something on my pile progress for later.
And this
on.
Is in the month that you've purchased your Joker.
Yeah.
That you said was going to give you thousands of millions of hours of gameplay, and you can't even be bothered playing that. Is that what you're telling me?
That's how bad it's got, honestly.
What is it?
Are you not honestly, enjoying Joker?
I haven't even touched it for 4 weeks. Honestly, I'm
doing Joker's wrong, yeah, son.
But do you know? Bad. I don't think it would matter what my Joker is. I've hit this stumbling block at the minute where I just have no desire to put anything on at all. I can't be bothered, and I don't know. I've never had anything like it in gaming. Normally, you have these periods where you're not that enthusiastic about games. You think, oh, sod it, something will come soon and then that'll perk me up again and you go off and do something else, you know, go out and see the real world or whatever. But obviously this year, for the next 8 months, I can't touch anything. Can't buy anything new apart from maybe one more with some credit or whatever. So it's kind of like, oh God, fuck it. And I'm your dark card today, I think. I'm just really down in the dumps. So,
oh, he's a miserable prick, isn't he?
And I've got man flu, so I'm blaming that a bit. Oh, but that only started today, about 2 hours ago. Probably thought of doing this podcast.
I'll edit your man flu out. How's that for you?
Yeah, we could do that.
But do you think?
But yeah,
do you think it's the challenge that's made you in this gaming funk?
Yeah,
or do you think it's real life that's got its pressures? Or
I think you always have that, but I think the issue is you normally think, couple of months time, something's coming out that'll get me excited again. That obviously can't happen now, so I think this challenge has made me kind of almost the opposite of what it was meant to achieve, which is like work through your pile. I'm like, I look at my pile and it looks like a burden.
But didn't you go through a bit of a gaming funk after Bloodborne? Once you've put yourself, when you pour yourself into a game, don't you normally get a bit wiped out anyway?
I do if it's something like that, because for me that's a lot of my gaming time. I was thinking about this earlier. I was listening to some people talk about a game we'll talk about a bit later on, Dark Souls, and how difficult it was and how they spent a couple of hours trying to deal with the section. And for me, that's a nightmare because I only get 6 or 7 hours a week tops to game. So if I lose 3 or 4 hours and don't make any progress, that's a big thing. So a game like Bloodborne was a bit of a drain, and then I had to kind of take a step back and go, right, recharge the batteries, something new on the ready to go. But there's nothing in my pile that's inspiring me to make me go, right, I'll jump into that and that'll kickstart it off again. So,
I suppose, yeah.
Don't know. Just a bit glum today, sorry.
It's all right.
I'll perk up later when we talk about all the stuff I can't buy, you know, all the things I'm going to miss out on this year, this month. That'll sort me out.
You'll perk up once you get further down your can of Malibu, I think.
I'm halfway through this Malibu Strawberry Kiwi. I'll kick on something a bit harder later.
So, is Malibu Strawberry Kiwi, so is that coconut? Why don't you just call it Coconut Strawberry Kiwi?
Well, it actually says Malibu Strawberry Kiwi, Caribbean rum with coconut and fruit flavours.
That sounds disgusting.
It's very nice, actually. Right, back on track, Jace.
Yeah, someone cheer it up. Someone talk some positive stuff and smile. Lady's smiling, but no one can see that.
Go on, Jace.
Yeah, go on, Jace.
Go on, Jace. It's your turn.
Okay. I'm doing right. I have been playing Trackmania. I've been playing my Joker and doing it properly. I was just looking at my stats on Smart Glass, and it tells me that I have played for 68 hours, which isn't bad for a repetitive, time trial based driving game, 520 out of 1,000 Chivo points, and that's all I have played this month. But yeah, that's me doing my Joker right, unlike Matthew, who can't even be arsed playing his Joker and has apparently just wasted his Joker klaxon.
Touché.
So Jace, this, you said the achievements wise there's like you've got 450-500 left. How the hell is that even divided in Trackmania? Because it's such a ridiculous game.
The first 400 quite easy to get. But then obviously you've got ones that are for getting all gold medals in all the tracks and all sorts of ridiculous stupidness. And those will come in time. In lots of time.
Is it feasible to set your challenge to 1,000 point that by the end of the challenge? Not like an official. I'm not holding you to any money.
It's feasible to put it on the table, not whether it's feasible to do it or not. I don't know. I'm not sure I have the fucking ninja skills to do that, but I could certainly try.
I think that's a challenge. Look at your leaderboard score. I think that's probably quite feasible for you, isn't it?
Nah, we'll have a look.
What about you, AD? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm cracking my way through the pile. Got a few more games gone this month.
Really?
Yeah, I've added a few on. The Games of Gold has been particularly good this month, so a few have gone on. Titanfall 2.
Yeah. Let's talk about Titanfall that later. 2. Let's talk about that later. Yeah. But oh my well, god.
And also as well, I went to Rezzed.
Oh yes.
And I played VR.
Oh yes.
Ooh, yeah, tell us about this, AD.
And
AD's so VR what it didn't, section.
What it didn't make me do is go out and pre-order it.
Oh really?
Yeah. But I think that was more to do with the game I had to play rather than the actual experience of it.
It did look dull as shit, to be fair, what you were playing.
Yeah, but you see, I had my boy with me. So at the age of 12, he wasn't obviously allowed to play the 18-rated games or the 15-rated games. So we were stuck to the kind of Tetris meets hole-in-the-wall game that we played. And although the tech was good, the first 5-10 minutes of my demo was completely wasted because I kept saying to the guy who was demoing it, it's a bit blurry, I can't see. And he kept kind of taking the headset off and cleaning it and having a look and putting it on again. I started playing the game. I was like, no, this just isn't right. I can't see anything. It's blurry. And I said, look, I normally wear glasses. Is this going to help? And he said, oh yeah, you need to, if you wear glasses in real life to see distance, you will need to wear your glasses when you're playing VR, which I found quite amazing, really, because the thing is literally an inch from your face. But no, you have to wear glasses. So I put my glasses on.
Yeah, but the focal lengths are still meant to be the same as they would be if you were actually looking at it.
Yeah, and I, you know, he did see me when I sat down and take my glasses off and stick them, you know, stick them in my bag.
Useless piece of shit.
Yeah, so 10 minutes of that demo was wasted. But yeah, the tech is good. The headset's comfortable. The experience of having it on and looking left and right on that game, although it wasn't really VR as you'd imagine it, when you looked left and right, you had the menus. So it was very interesting, but it still hasn't made me want to go out and pre-order. However, I'm thinking if the games are good, then yeah, it's going to be fucking quite special.
So was that because what I've never tried VR, always wanted to, couldn't be asked with the cues. So the left and right thing, like looking total left, looking total right, as it were. And these brought up menu. Was that particular game, or what's the view lens?
Yeah, that was just that particular game, because what the game was you had a shape right in front of your eyes, so you could not see anything behind that shape.
It wasn't penis shaped.
What you then had to
calm down. Carry on.
What you then had to do is look left and right and peek under and peek over to see what the hole was in the wall that was coming towards you. You then had to rotate your shape so it was in the right position when the wall reached you. So that particular game, looking round to your left and looking round to your right, just brought up menus. However, I have seen kind of videos of other games where obviously you look left and look right and you are seeing what's going on left and right. So I think it was the demo that I had to do that kind of didn't really, there wasn't so much of a wow factor.
It didn't look on the video, actually, that looking at what was happening on the screen, because obviously I guess your lad filmed it and he had the screen in and you.
Yeah.
Your head movements didn't seem to relate to the screen. I don't know if there was a lag or if it was just exaggerated on the screen to how much you were moving your head, but it just didn't look. Do you know what I mean?
What was on the TV screen didn't reflect what I was seeing.
Okay.
So the way they've said it is that the screen image is there. So if you are in a room with, you know, five or six mates and you're all playing it, they can kind of see what's going on, but they're not seeing the full picture that you're seeing, because obviously a TV screen can't display the VR.
Yeah, no, of course.
However, you weren't... One of the limitations on filming it was you couldn't just film the screen, and you couldn't just film me. You had to film both. So they did kind of make that quite clear when, you know, when my boy started to video me. So although I wasn't blown away, I was impressed. But it hasn't made me kind of think to... It hasn't made me think I'm in trouble in October when it comes out, because I'm going to buy it and I want a challenge. It can wait. I still think there's the proof is going to be in the games that come out afterwards, because a lot of the games to start with do look very tech demo-y.
Also, the teething problems. We already had... I've heard rumours that the whole Oculus Rift delays for people getting their Oculus who pre-ordered was that there was some problems with the first set of headsets. Yeah. So you never know. And you've got PlayStation Neo, as it's now been announced, or semi-confirmed, the PlayStation Neo 4.5. That'll be coming out October time, apparently.
Mm. Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see whether you really need that to justify the VR. If you do, that makes the VR quite an expensive proposition on PlayStation. And then for me, that's not a no-brainer anymore. And then it's, you know, what do I do? Do I go for the Vive, which I think is the one that looks the most interesting?
See, this is a huge can of worms. And it does come into the scope of the podcast, because we're all about not playing video games. And we're not spending money unnecessarily. But there's a huge can of worms regarding... PlayStation VR in general, and this PlayStation Neo was kind of semi-confirmed. Well, it's practically confirmed today, but they've not announced it, basically. And it's a huge, huge thing, because do we, as three of us own a PlayStation 4, do we, you know, are you inclined to even think about, right, well, they're bringing out a more powerful PlayStation, we'll play games at a better resolution, at a better GPU, flop, bollocks, whatever. you know, so will this tempt you into, in October, whenever, because they've not announced when it will come out, but it's going to come out around the VR, because they're going to want to fucking pair the VR up with the new PlayStation.
Yeah.
£800 super bundle. Exactly. James, I can get on it.
As somebody who doesn't own a PlayStation, is that something that's going to tempt you?
Not in this fucking lifetime. I don't play the consoles I've got, then mind fucking playing
unless
another
it's got
one.
Track Turbo Ultimate Edition, Gold Edition.
Yeah, what if they did PlayStation and exclusive Trackmania VR?
I still wouldn't be able to afford it, to be honest, Matt, is the answer to the question. But yeah, maybe I'd be tempted, but I might be Trackmania out by then after trying to get all these 1,000 achievements for you.
I think for me, I look at a console gaming as affordable way into having a good gaming platform. And I looked at PlayStation VR as being an affordable way into VR. But if you have to, and I think probably we won't know for a year, really, when the developers have had time to play with it and people have had time to play with it, I don't think we're going to know how much different the experience of PlayStation VR is on the standard console and the new console once we see some games that are really optimised for the new console, which isn't going to happen within a couple of months. So I'm certainly not going to make a call until next summer. And if it turns out you need a PlayStation 4.5...
No, you don't. They've said that later today, that they're not confirming anything, but they're not going to disregard and separate the market of PlayStation owners. If you own a base and if you own a Neo, you've got to get a game. But I just think
they're not going to separate it, but they are going to do a massive publicity thing to try and get everyone to get the new one. Well, they're not going to differentiate at all.
I mean, how long has the PlayStation been out for? 2 years? 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Must be three, mustn't it? 3 years. Must be three this November, I'd imagine.
And like Matt said, like I'm not... I think for me, because I'm not a PC gamer, I'm not used to this. I'm not used to a new graphics card coming out, or a new motherboard, or more RAM. I'm not used to this.
They always
shit.
Said it would happen this generation, though, didn't they? When both consoles came out on PC architecture, essentially, the critics always said it. There's a chance that this would be how they go. But they aim that kind of...
I did call this on other podcasts early, that this was going to happen, because it's fairly obvious. It's so easy to do. With it being a PC-based architecture, it was always going to happen, as far as I'm concerned. I don't see why people are even surprised about it.
Well,
I think they're surprised at Sony doing it. I think the finger was pointed loosely at Microsoft and Xbox.
Because they're money-grabbing bastards.
No, not even that. Just because Microsoft know PCs, although they don't manufacture PC hardware, they manufacture PC... they don't make their own PCs. They make bits for them,
Surface,
and they make an operating system, but they know the PC world.
Oh, you bought a Surface, Sony...
Yeah.
Oh, we'll cover that later on, you slag.
Yeah, but Sony haven't been that kind of company. So I think it's probably a bit of a surprise that Sony have jumped on that bandwagon, potentially, in theory, to be confirmed.
We could talk about this for hours and hours, and we could talk about it until... I fall asleep, and not just through alcohol, through general tiredness. But is it does it warrant it? I mean, AD, will you buy a PlayStation next gen?
No.
Jace, would it tempt you?
Nope.
Matt,
the only thing that would tempt me is, I mean, I've got both consoles. I generally play Xbox probably 99% of the time. 1% of the time is like the odd exclusive on PS4. My concern is that if VR does kick off and take off, that Microsoft will lose out big time. And I think at that point, having a go on the VR was the first time in a long, long time I actually thought, do you know what? PlayStation have probably got a big step over Xbox at this point. I'm still waiting for an announcement. They don't know what the game environment looks like on HoloLens.
No, they don't.
So,
just Matt's blatant penis thrusting. Fuck HoloLens.
Do you know what? I actually quite like the look of HoloLens when they announced it, but when I've looked at what they're actually genuinely proposing for it, I think. Oh, yeah, I remember AR on my 3DS with the little AR cards. That was shit. It's going to be shit on HoloLens. It's just not.
I remember games consoles with my fucking one button Atari 2600. Nah, fucking load of shit.
I want what?
I remember PCs. They're fucking running Windows 95. Load of old shit.
I want, fuck off. Like what they had on Games Master when they had VR battles with pterodactyls and a few polygonal shit. But at least the kids fucking looked like they were enjoying it. They're in there. Headset, world, all excited. When you got the HoloLens, you just look like you're wearing a twatty pair of glasses. And I'm not a fan of glasses, having to wear them all the time anyway.
Being a twat that wears glasses.
Being a twat that wears glasses. And then just staring at something that isn't there, that is essentially your coffee table. Just not for me.
No.
Do you not want to be like Chewbacca playing Luke Skywalker in, you know, playing the chessboard thing, you know? Do you not want this? Do you not want this kind of...
Yeah, but they didn't wear shitty glasses to do it.
Yeah.
Imagine if Chewbacca put a pair of specs on in the middle of that scene. Hold on a minute, Han. I'm just going to whack these specs on, plug them into the white Bluetooth. Oh shit, the Bluetooth's not working because I've got my iPhone on. Sorry, I'll turn that off. It would have ruined the moment. It's not the same.
True.
Should we move on?
Let's move on.
Jason's face, it's about time to move on.
It's just the blatant fucking disregard of something you clearly have no fucking idea about before you've even got a chance to try it and diss it. You're a fucking reductive cunt. That's what you are.
That's it.
Continue.
Welcome to the internet, Jace.
Right, so we're going to hand this this runaway train on to Neil, and we're going to talk about what's come out over the last 4 weeks.
All Okay, excellent. So, April being April, April showers, miserable weather. There's not a lot of games that's come out, although there is some big ones. So,
Christopher Biggins.
Literally, we have got a game about being Christopher. It's like a walking simulator, but being Christopher Biggins. There's not much coming out, but what has come out has probably been a bit monumental for some. So, first and foremost, for the entire group, can we all hear me?
Yeah, all good.
We've got the Fallout DLC, which I normally we wouldn't include DLC because it's about video games coming out, but I think it's quite massive, and you might actually want to drop on the separate DLC if you've not bought the season pass. Knowing how much AD loves the game and Jace loves the game, it was definitely something that I would be thought that would be food for our discussion. So, guys, tempted, got it, paid for it, screwed it, loved it, hated it.
Easy answer for me. As previously discussed on another episode, I've got the season pass, which I got for free. So I have both of these new DLCs, and
is
I haven't played them yet.
Then, that free season pass that you stole. You got it.
Yeah.
Well, somebody gave it to you, didn't they?
I got it legit, man. Not like your fucking gift shit.
No. Because there was the
there was
PS4
PlayStation, wasn't it? You could go on the store and get it for free, and then they.
Oh, that nonsense! Yeah. That was about for about 7 minutes.
Yeah, because they let people download it, and it actually was there, and then they retracted the download apparently a couple of days later. Oh, so no, yeah, of course, somebody actually gave this. So, have you given it any time or attention whatsoever, Chase?
I haven't, mate. I've been menuing too many tracks, but I shall definitely have a look shortly. But it does look interesting stuff. I like the idea of getting things and battling against each other. That sounds like awesome stuff. So I like the fact that
some of it gives you the opportunity to, because like the one of the intriguing things about Fallout 4, which is completely different from New Vegas and 3, is obviously the settlement stuff, and expanding on that and making that more intricate, which is because you either love it or you hate it. It's a good thing, I think, because I actually really liked it. I liked the kind of megalomaniac kind of part of me that wants to dominate and own the entire wasteland. It really kind of spoke to me. AD, have you played this?
Not yet. I bought the digital deluxe edition when it came out. To be honest, I only just feel like I've finished playing it. So I'm going to give it another couple of months till I try and get back into it, really.
Yeah, let the next one come out. The next big one comes out.
There's two more to come.
Yeah, well, there's at least two more to come. Apparently, the reason why they raised the DLC up to £40 or thereabouts was they realised, actually, the content they were releasing was worth more because they were releasing quite a lot constantly, which is great because...
I will go back to it.
Fallout DLC has always been fantastic.
Yeah, I say I'll go back to it at some point, but not yet. Another few months.
Matthew, ever tempted by Fallout 4?
I have it on my pile of shame.
Oh, you do, don't you? Yeah. So what does this mean to you that you've seen that DLC is coming out for a game you've not even started?
DLC means nothing because I imagine my experience with Fallout 4 will be the same as with Fallout 3, which was I tried to love it but couldn't.
Look, do you want me to rate me next time I see you? You've got to love that game. Don't give me an excuse to like viciously beat you up and rape you at the same time. Fallout 3 is a fantastic game. What on earth was wrong with you?
I don't like bleak, depressing games.
Fuck off.
It's a reminder of your life.
Your face.
Yeah, I play games to escape. I want escapism. I don't want to sort of see people slightly worse off than I am.
Slightly worse. In a game. He did a nuclear apocalypse and he's walked out of a vault. All his family and friends, he's looking after his dad that's run off on him. And it's slightly less better than your life.
What it boils down to is I'm not good at horror games. I'm not good at games that are depressing. When I play a game, I want it to be fun. That's the main reason I play games. And I can take a bit of it and whatever, but I found Fallout just very bleak and I don't think Bethesda do characters very well.
What?
So you can't love anyone because they're glassy eyed fucking automatrons.
What?
Come on, this is what? A well known comment about Bethesda. They make lovely worlds, but they don't populate it with the most exciting characters.
Yeah, because your imagination is the most exciting character, surely.
My imagination's shit, which is why I play games rather than read books, Neil.
Oh, but aren't books and games meant to train your imagination?
I'm going to give Fallout 4 a go. I have grand plans for it later in the year. But the DLC means nothing to me because I will not buy it, because I will never finish that game, I imagine. Unless it grabs me by the balls and tears me through the wasteland. And then I will apologise.
I think you probably will do, because the thing is this Fallout 4 looks less bleak. There's more colour in this particular game. Where 3 was very desolate and brown and grey, this is Fallout 4 is a lot more optimistic in its outlook, and I think you might enjoy that a little bit. So the next game on the list that I pulled off, I know nothing about it, and I hope somebody else does. I thought this was like a... Is this a VR exclusive? Or am I just being a dick? Adrift? Is it...
That is a VR thing, isn't it?
Is that on Oculus or what?
For whatever reason, ooh, obviously, Automatron came after Adrift. How it pulled off. But, I know nothing about that. I think it's an Oculus game that's come out, which we will have to be very, obviously very wary of going forward. Anybody? Nobody? Somebody?
Nah. It can't be that important to us. Crack on!
Okay, this will be a quick one based on previous discussions. Resident Evil 6, the re-release.
Didn't even know it had been released in the first place, that then re-released.
Well, this is the... Resident Evil 6 was the one with the logo that looks like a draft sucking somebody off, doesn't it? Or was that the Olympics? I can't remember.
Oh, that was 6, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Matthew?
Right.
Nothing? Everything? Something?
No, I'm not a Resident Evil fan. I think we covered this when another Resident Evil thing came out earlier in the run of shows. Just not for me.
Okay.
All good.
No problem. The next one, again, we'll probably skip over, but it's worth probably mentioning. Minecraft The Story Mode, episode 5 came out this. So they're doing this properly, kind of like every month episodic. This is quite strange. How much...
It's a Telltale thing.
Oh, of course.
It's the same as what the normal Telltale ones do. So, yeah, it's a Telltale kind of telling the origin story of the character.
Oh, I see. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boring.
Okay. We'll move on then. Right. Next one will be a debatable game. Hopefully, Jace has not fallen asleep, because I expect him as a true fan of Xbox to have an opinion about this. Quantum Break, people.
Fuck Quantum Break. It's not that important that I need to get it now.
Can you wait?
And I've used my Joker, so fuck it.
would you consider this as a possibility for a Joker?
It would have been in the frame, definitely. But I was put off, as I've said before, by the demos and stuff that were showed before, where it looked a bit of a fucking mess. And I still stand by the fact that this is a dodged bullet.
Nice.
I completely agree. And having played it 2 weeks ago at Res, I am so... think it is a dodged bullet. I didn't like it at all. And it's gone from being potential Joker material to I probably won't even pick it up in the new year when it's £15.
Yeah, you will.
No, I won't. It's what's put me off with it is I heard it was a 10-hour campaign. There's no multiplayer, there's no DLC. £35 for 10 hours worth of gameplay.
No co-op.
When I played it at Res, I watched a lot of people play it before I had a go, and they were playing it just like a cover-based shooter. They were not using any of the mechanics that are there, the so-called time mechanics, and they were getting on just fine. And I just I was so disappointed that I sat down, I queued for 20 minutes, sat and played it, and I stood up and handed the controller on before the demo had even finished.
You know what I was disappointed about with this game? Is that they talked a lot of talk when they announced it about it being intertwined with a TV series. Now, I fucking love TV. I love, you know, cinematic serial TV. Put it on something that I can watch over after one episode after another, and you've got me. And I will pay for the next fucking upgrade of Netflix when they bring that out next week, whatever it is, because I love that kind of shit. So when they first announced that there was going to be a very interesting TV series with some very interesting characters in, like some of these actors have been in some very good TV shows. Like obviously there was Littlefinger from Game of Thrones, there was, what's his name, Charlie from Lost. I don't know the real names, excuse me, I've had quite a few beers. And then what's his name from, who was in The Following...
X-Men.
And The Following, X-Men as well. So there was some decent male orientated, obviously, and I'm not saying that I had anything to do with it, but you just there was some decent potential. And did Microsoft just turn into a massive pile of shit and just think...
Giant Bomb guys said recently is that there's a few things in that. One... Microsoft Studios, who were the big TV production company set up by Microsoft when they announced Xbox One and when it was going to be this TV multimedia console thing, closed down. They went under because the demand wasn't there. So that had an impact. Apparently the TV stuff is all side characters that has very little bearing on the main story.
Yeah.
And the time mechanics... As soon as you start getting all your time mechanic powers and getting into it, they introduce enemies that are resistant to the time mechanics, and therefore they become irrelevant, and then it just becomes a shit cover-based shooter. So it sounds like they fucked up something very promising on three fronts. So I think it had a lot of potential, and I think it was probably the Microsoft version of Watch Dogs.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Matt doesn't like anything today, does he?
I told you, man.
I do. When we get to the next game, I'll wax lyrical. I need more beer, I think.
Yeah, I think you do.
And then I'll be...
Because as far as drunk co-host is concerned, I'm on my own here. Okay, so...
I'm getting there, dude.
Okay. Drink.
Moving on.
Because I've not said anything about it yet. It would have been a game that I would have bought, definitely. Because there was enough hype behind it, and being kind of like this kind of exclusive, that would have bent my ear in a ridiculous manner as well. Made me think, well, might as well, I'm helping out future games, you know, da-da-da. And... there's a couple of people on my friends list that seem to be playing a lot of this, but not many, really. And I think what you said about the 10-hour kind of story mode, it's kind of like, okay. But, yeah, something's got loads of potential. Because, come on, Remedy, you know, the games they've done before, the Max Payne games, all three of them, regardless of what you might say about the third one, all three Max games are fantastic. Alan Wake, very good game. With so much hidden depth and replayability to it. But this seems to be like it's missed the mark by about a yard.
Yeah. It's got really good reviews, though. It's either got really, really good reviews or really, really shit reviews. And I actually put it, from what I played of it, really in the middle of those two. So it was quite average.
Really average shit.
Yeah, okay. Average.
All right, we'll move on then. Okay, so this is probably the most important game that's come out since we last recorded. And we'll probably have a split between them all, kind of all of us here, about what we would do and how we would even get involved in this particular game. Dark Souls. Duh. No, not duh. Trois.
Trois.
Would have just been easier to say free, wouldn't it?
I was trying to be sophisticated, and also I was thinking hot shots for some reason.
Trying to be sophisticated.
Hot shots. Twat. So, go on then, Jace.
Yeah. Dark Souls, I never got on with the first Dark Souls. I've tried several times and I still can't get on with it, so I don't really give two shits. It should be the sort of game that I really love, but I can't play games with janky controls.
It should be the kind of game
janky controls.
The kind of game that doesn't forgive you and makes you go again and again and again and do it a bit better.
Yeah, it seems just like it's on my street. But, as I say, I've tried to play the first one several times. Janky controls, get fucked.
Let's pass that over to Matthew to retort.
Jace, I'm guessing you haven't played Bloodborne.
Well, how would I play Bloodborne?
Well, I just wondered if you'd had a chance to play it. Because I played the first Dark Souls, and I agree, the controls weren't... The controls were okay, but the execution, the animation, the frame rate of the game wasn't the best. So I skipped Dark Souls 2, and then I played Bloodborne, and I think Bloodborne actually has probably the most one-to-one satisfying control scheme and control-to-action fighting style of any game I've ever played. It's not to say it's not very hard, very frustrating. I wasn't very good at it. I had to rely on some community members to get me as far as I got. I still haven't finished it.
I thought you finished it.
But no, I'm on the last bit. Dougie is promised me he's going to help me get through the last bit. But it hasn't happened yet. But the time I had with it was fantastic. It was the perfect fighting game. And even
so, stop talking about a game that hasn't just come out and back onto the subject.
Because
Dark Souls
3. What I was trying to get to was that Dark Souls 3 apparently takes all the styling and lore of Dark Souls 1, but then uses the things it's learned from Bloodborne. So it's got faster, more aggressive combat, and it's got a slightly better online side. You're still a bit obtuse, like all From Software games are. But you can kind of use passwords and things to get in a game with your friend and do co-op if you work around the obstacles. And I'm quite... This is probably part of the reason I'm in a bit of a funk this month, because if I hadn't been doing the challenge, I probably would have dropped on this. Even though I said I'd never go for another Dark Souls game, seeing how excited people get about it, and those first three or four weeks when everyone's going through it together... Yeah. And learning all the little secrets and all of that. It's a really lovely community experience. And if and when I finally pick it up in 2017, unless they release a special Game of the Year edition, I probably won't buy it, because you need people to be playing it. And if they don't release a new version that gets people buying it, it's going to be a really lonely game. And that's not the way to play it.
I never realised that Dark Souls games were so multiplayer, kind of co-op orientated.
Not co-op so much, although they've improved that, but certainly multiplayer. The interactions you have with people, even if they're not even there, are really important. So when you see messages they leave, when you see ghosts of their death, when you see summon signs that they leave where they can come in and help you, when you get invaded by players and you have to fight an invader, that all adds to the experience. And if you don't have that, if you play the game a year after release, or like Bloodborne for me, I think I bought 6 months after release, and it was really quiet, and I got to certain bosses, and there was no one I could summon. So I had to try and do it on my own.
Oh, it makes me really sad for you.
I know. So I think Dark Souls, really, you really need to be playing it when everyone's playing it. If not on launch, within the first few months. That's when it's really exciting. And I'm quite disappointed that I'm going to miss out this time around.
Aww.
So I'm a bit sad about it.
AD, have you got any thoughts about this particular game?
I started to play the first Dark Souls. I hated it with a passion. And I've put it down and never played it again.
Is that because the janky controls?
I just... everything about it, I just didn't like it. It was a painful experience rather than it being playing a game for fun. And I just didn't like it. It is now on backwards compatibility and with all the kind of with all the kind of the hype that goes around 3, I kind of thought, shall I give it another go? But I've got too much else on my plate to go back to that. So one day maybe, but not in the near future.
Oh, okay. No problem. Let's move on then, because this will be a 20-hour podcast if we carry on. Last but not least, Destiny Spring Update. There's a bit of a...
Well, that's not actually last. Actually, no.
Last but not least, I said. Yeah, well, okay, fair enough. Penultimately, then, is the...
Also, just before you carry on with that, shouldn't you this also have Destiny Spring Update / Division Update, which came out the same day?
I did ask you before we started recording a podcast, Matthew, whether you wanted to update this particular section, and everybody here said, no, it's perfectly fine, Neil. There's absolutely nothing to update. So now you've waited until we actually press record to fucking mock me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll update it now.
Okay, right, we'll wait in silence until you update it properly then.
It's done. There you go. Carry on.
Okay, so do we have any hardcore? We don't have any hardcore Division or Destiny players in the bunch, do we? I think
as soon as we have one Division player,
yeah, exactly.
Out of all,
but yes. What about Destiny? I don't think hardcore. We have anything.
Fuck Destiny! Nobody cares anymore.
I was, but I think that's probably part of the reason I've got such a huge pile of games to play. Is that I played nothing but Destiny for months and months and months on end. So
yeah,
I'm trying to avoid it. I've heard good things about the update, but I can't get back into that. That's a slippery slope.
So
if you do, drag me in as well.
Right.
So quite a few people have said, actually, that the poor effort that the Division update was has made them go back into Destiny, and they've started playing Destiny again. I've noticed the last few days.
Destiny is still I think a really amazing game, and it's a really great experience if you're in it with a group of people. So harking back to the days when me and Jason and a few of the others used to do the raids together, and just working those mechanics out and trial and error was some of the best gaming I've had over the last couple of years. So if you've got a good group with you, I still think Destiny is a fucking brilliant game.
I think my bad memories of trying to play it with groups, trying to do raids and stuff, was actually one night when I was with Spink and a couple of his mates, and I got really frustrated.
You got quite angry, didn't you?
Yeah, because it was like, this is not fun. This isn't fun. Like, the things you're asking me to do are ridiculous, and you're telling me too late. I've had 7 cans of Stella by now. So hand-eye coordination out the fucking window. But apparently people are enjoying this update. We don't do news on this particular podcast, but apparently people have worked out when the next big expansion's coming out today. Have you seen this?
Yeah, 22nd of September.
Been worked out in a Dead Ghost's log about it being in Latin or something. So. The next big expansion is the next big expansion something that you would drop on AD, Matt?
Yeah.
Oh, you are a slag.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to, since it's DLC and it's a game that you already own?
I've not used my Joker or my gift yet, so there's every opportunity.
Ooh, watch this space. AD's laying a carpet on the table now.
He just hates Corbett. Okay.
R.I.P. Next one. Last one. Ultimate one. Last but not least.
Any more euphemisms you want to take the piss out? Okay. Ratchet and Clank. That came out this month.
Yeah, and people are liking it, by all accounts.
Yeah. AD? Thoughts?
Nah, not one for me.
Okay.
Not interested.
Okay. Matthew, anything for you?
Fuck Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, right, okay.
Fuck being able to say Ratchet and Clank.
I'm just sitting there going, I need to say this really moodily and stuff, and then I can't even say it.
Fuck Ratchet and Clank.
Fuck Bob Cratchit and Spank.
I never got into Ratchet and Clank. It was a generation that missed me and passed me by while I was out shagging girls and probably doing drugs. When other people that I know were playing video games, it was one of the things that passed me by. It looks quite good though, and it, you know, again, if it was cheap enough and I wasn't on the challenge, I could have been tempted if I wasn't playing anything else. But it seems like that kind of game that, you know, it's like what you were saying, Matt. You don't want to play games that make you, you don't want to play Fallout that makes you depressed. This is the, you know, Ratchet and Clank is the polar opposite of that. This is, you know, that kind of feel good game, isn't it not?
Yeah, no, totally agree. Totally agree.
So I think he probably could have grabbed you by your nuts and pulled you into something ridiculous. Okay, that's everything, unless anybody else can think of anything else.
No.
No, I think that's it. So thanks, Neil. All right. Right, so we move on to Pile Progress. I think this is probably going to be the shortest session ever. So, who wants to go first? Come on, someone wave at me. Neil, well done.
What? My head is in a negative, as in, like, I'm about to put a can to my lips and drink. Right.
Go on, Neil, what have you been playing?
I don't know whether I mentioned it on the last podcast or not, because... I have a very goldfish memory, but I have completed Shadow of Mordor. I did complete that, but since then, because I now own the devil's sibling that pretends to be a miniature schnauzer, I've not played a single fucking game in ages. So my pile progress is minimal. I've played a little bit. I actually played a little bit of Trackmania the other day, just to see what all this hype and kerfuffle was about from Jace. So I played a little bit of that, and I think most thing I can talk about, really, and this opens it up to everybody, is that I have actually played about an hour's worth of the Gears of War 4 beta today. So this is not pile progress. But it is, in a way, because Gears of War 4 is oh so on my pile to play this year. So, who's with me? Who wants to play it?
How's it going to be on your pile to play this year?
As in, it's a game that I'm definitely going to buy when it comes out.
But have you got any way of buying it without breaking the rules?
Yeah, I've got... still got about.
He's got another brother.
I just bought another house. I'm not getting into this fucking. I'm not.
It's the most expensive way of playing games. Fuck all this saving money. It's the most expensive way of getting games in the year, because each game you fucking buy, you've got to buy another fucking house.
70 plus on a house and all the trimmings.
He lives in Sheffield, so it's about the same price as games, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 14 quid a fucking house.
If it was, I'd own a plethora. No, because technically, you know, there's a gift still. There's the Joker still. There's these are ways and means. And then there's credit used, and I've still got my reward credit for recommending about 5 people to buy an Xbox One, and they all bought Xbox Ones and put my name down. Bean Edge being one of them. I think Toxic Buddha was another that bought a whether he bought it for himself or whether he bought it for his partner. So I've got like about 40 quid's worth of Xbox credit. So I am buying Gears of War 4, and you can suck
£35.50. Is that enough to buy Gears of War 4?
Yes, I'm sure I've got. I'm sure I can work it out somewhere. Anyway, this is not...
The situation warrants a bit of close watching is what I think
is
the actual answer.
Backdoor Jarrett.
So, oh, he's got that now. How's the beta then?
Dirty
right, we'll move on to Matt then. What have you been playing?
Not Gears of War 4 beta, because I don't have an Xbox. But it looks very good, actually. I can see why Neil's tempted to break the rules. I've played a little bit.
Go fuck yourself, Matthew.
I can't see Neil, but I imagine he's doing something rude. I've played quite a bit more Far Cry 4.
Could you stop eating while you're recording, please?
I know, sorry. That's why I was just taking out my mouth.
Because it's one of my pet fucking hates.
I know, but I'm feeling hungry.
Eat afterwards.
So, okay. Let me speak. Fuck's sake. Far Cry 4, anyway, I have got that through to 4 campaign missions left. Really enjoying it. Apart from this little doldrums bit, but I'll get that done before the next show. And that's a good game, good fun. What else have I asterisked? Oh, so I started playing Trine 2 on the PC with my lad. Which is brilliant. Really good co-op with a youngster, and it's been really good fun. So I've enjoyed that a whole lot. And then I felt I had to play something and complete it. So I went for Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. And it was alright. Have any of you guys played it?
No, unfortunately not. It's one I'd like to, because I've heard good things about it. But obviously I'm on a challenge, so...
Okay, well, I had that because it was really... I got it really cheap just before Christmas. It was like £3 or something, £6. It's good. It's the first walking simulator I've played. It really is a walking simulator. There's no run button. And it's a slow walk. So I played it. It's a good story. I won't go into any too much detail because I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't. But I came away thinking, yeah, okay. Didn't really get it. Looked nice. Good soundtrack. Set in a really cool period. You know, it's set in Shropshire in 1980s. So it looks really cool. But it wasn't Firewatch. So I think that kind of pissed me off a bit this month. Because I thought, well, that'll be one. That's one I've really been looking forward to. This will, like, get me hyped for games again. And then it was like, it's done. So that's it. Not a hell of a lot, but I'm going to finish Far Cry 4 next month and then move on to something more exciting.
So
I don't know what yet.
So how much... So you've done your Joker. You've been given a gift. How much credit have you got left?
I haven't been given a gift. I've had a gift, yeah. Gift and a Joker.
So you've used 3 of your 4 possible get-outs. What's your credit left, Matthew?
Oh, it's not bad.
Come on, I want to know, because I'm going to monitor this motherfucker as soon as you just had a
Well, it's on the spreadsheet, so that it's all been there since day one, but I've got £35 of Steam credit, so that'll get me a game, and I have £55 of PSN credit.
£55?
Yeah.
That's fucking gone
no,
up.
No, it hasn't. No, it has not gone up. I happened to just have that. Just before Christmas, I got PSN credit. That happened to give me enough for a full price AAA game.
Fine, we'll move on, but we'll just.
Anyway, but that's earmarked anyway, because that's No Man's Sky. That's No Man's Sky there, and then there'll be nothing left.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. And there's nothing on the Steam side that I'm particularly excited about. So I've done a little bit. I'm going to try and do more. I haven't played my Joker at all, which is depressing, because I spent it on my Joker. So I might try something fun like Wolfenstein New Order next month.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah, it's good. I like that. Right, Jace.
Trackmania. There you go.
That's it.
Done.
And it's that's my turn again.
Progress. Done. I have not played any other games, though. It's a bit silly, really. But I don't need to, because it's wonderful and amazing.
Right, I better rescue this section, haven't I? So, I've completed 3 games this month again.
Arsehole.
So, Back to the Future, the game. I think it was Telltale's first, and it shows 5 episodes, 1 to 3 were pretty good. 4 and 5 kind of lost the plot a little bit, and there was one of the characters made a decision to do something that would have never happened in the films. So it kind of pissed me off a bit, and towards the end of that, it was a bit of a grind.
Did Marty manage to shag his mum?
No.
Damn.
Worse. Rise, Son of Rome, I finished that. I didn't realise I was about halfway through it anyway.
Poor bastard.
7 hours for a main campaign. That was 7 hours. Probably only got about a quarter of the achievements to do that, and I'm not going to go back and finish it. It was decent, but very repetitive. And then I think the real surprise for me was Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, which I'm absolutely loving.
Is that a beta game?
No, this was the... I'm not sure, actually.
No, it's not.
They did release an Assassin's Creed one for the Vita, but it was not that
one.
I don't know if it's been out.
I was joking in the week about it being a perfect Vita game, but no, it came out on actual consoles, both major consoles on that one. Because it's India and Russia came afterwards, I think.
Okay.
Side-scrolly kind of 2.5D, if you like, so you can kind of move into the screen and move out. Yeah. Reminded me quite a lot of, there was a 360 game a few years ago called Mark of the Ninja. Very, very similar to that. And I'm absolutely loving it. And to be honest, I haven't finished it, but I've got about 15 minutes and then I'm finished it. So I'm claiming it as finished because it will be finished by the end of today. I might go back and do a bit more of it though, because you can go back in and do kind of New Game Plus, where you've got all of the skills, but you're kind of redoing the levels a little bit harder. So I'm actually tempted to go back and do it. So, and that's me done.
Does it resonate any Tenchu? Because I fucking love Tenchu. Jay's played Tenchu, I can tell by his face.
I love Tenchu. One of my favourite games of all time.
I've never played Tenchu.
No.
See, like, that wasn't a side-scroller, that was a proper kind of 3D kind of game, but it when I look at the screenshots and when I kind of look at the premise, it just, for whatever reason, it reminds me of my youth and playing Tenchu.
Yeah. Was Tenchu the one that's hard as fuck?
It's quite hard in places, yeah.
Yep.
Sorry to interrupt. Carry on.
Yeah, all right. Right, so we'll move on to questions and community feedback. So we've had quite a lot of questions. So, Jace, you're up.
Oh, questions bit. Okay. I better get the right page up on the old Googles, then.
Put Puzzle Quest away for a bit now, Jace.
No, I can't. Right, so questions for this month then. We have got, first of all, Matthew Holloway said, I'd like to see what people's thoughts are on Kickstarter. For me, it's an investment in an art form that I love, especially since I won't see a game until well after the challenge is over. I know others see it as adding to your future pile. I think we kind of said about this before, but who wants to elaborate on what they think about this Kickstarter thing? Obviously, you're putting some money aside. It is essentially spending money on something, but it's not a real thing, or it's the promise of a real thing. Is it like pre-ordering a game that's going to come out, or as Matthew says there, if it's, you know, it's going to come out well after the challenge, is it just money you're banking away for later?
I think for me, if it's not being released till 2017, it's fine. If it's coming out this year, it's no different to pre-ordering a game that's coming out this year, and that's against the rules. Quite black and white for me, I think.
AD, what do you think?
I'd go the other way. I'd say you're actually spending money on video games this year, so it shouldn't be allowed.
The money doesn't get taken until, I suppose, when the Kickstarter gets approved, so yeah.
Yeah, I have only ever had bad experiences with Kickstarter, so I'm not putting any money towards anything on Kickstarter ever again, because I've spent about £100 on stuff that's been shit, so I'm steering clear now.
I think for me, it breaks down to what Matthew's saying, is like, he wants to know our thoughts. It's investing in an art form. Well, video games, arguably, are all video games are an art form. So investing in it for it to happen is a good thing. And if your money makes a difference on a very small budget game that needs your £5 investment to take place, then I can see that. But if it's your investment on, you know, Sensible Soccer 2016, which is going to take place or in some sort of iteration anyway, then it's a little bit different. For me, I don't invest in Kickstarter. I never have done. Mainly because I've, as a predominantly kind of console gamer, it feels like I'll be investing in something I'll miss out on in the full kind of capacity of. But No, there's no right or wrong for me. I'm very much a razor wire on the fence. I think if as long as you're not being ridiculous and using it as a cheating method, it's fine. If it's something that you believe is, you know, you want to encourage a low budget or, you know, kind of indie studio to do well, then absolutely fantastic.
So what you're saying is have your own rules.
No, I think it all depends on the project at hand. He's talking about Kickstarter. He's not talking about one particular Kickstarter. He's talking about Kickstarter in general. I think if you drop on 20 pence to fucking fund a game and it comes out in 8 months' time and it's a version of Tetris, then you're just a twat. You're a fool to yourself. But if you're going to put into the next Sensible Soccer, like the guy tried to do earlier in this year, that's a massive game that's going to make massive amounts of money. It's a completely different kettle of fish.
Okay, so we can take it on a game-by-game basis then, yeah?
In my opinion, yes. He's asked for my opinion. You've given yours and I've given mine.
That's good. Just wanted to check.
All right, girls, put it away. Right then, I don't have any real opinion on Kickstarter. I think, is it cheating? Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to dip out of this.
No. Give an opinion, because Nobbed over there has given his. He backed me into a corner and made me feel like a dick for giving mine. So please give yours, so we have a proper opinion.
Okay, I'll give mine.
Whether I'm a knobhead or not.
No, I don't think you're a knobhead. Not for that reason, anyway. I think if it's you're not throwing loads of money away on things and it's something you really think is going to be awesome, then stick some money on it. Do what you will, but expect to get ribbed for it by somebody in the community. Yes, there's my answer.
Good.
Next question from our good friend Mr. Damien Ashley, who says, what recent game that normal people play do you wish we could play? And he says we, he's not involved in the fucking challenge. So
I might have reworded these in a way that we could say them naturally. We could say them naturally so that it made sense to us. But then if you try and interpret it, then it might get confusing.
So you've edited questions.
Yeah.
Right, I'll reread that. Then, what recent game that normal people play do you wish we could play?
The Division.
Do you want to play it? Don't bother.
Yeah, to be honest, that's the only one that springs to mind. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, Trackmania.
Yeah, you were excited when Jace was talking about when he did a couple of screenshots this week, wasn't he?
Yeah. Probably Trackmania.
I might have to stream it in the week and get you to watch it, Aidan, to see what you're missing out.
I don't think my internet connection can handle that.
I wouldn't have thought that would win your type of game, Aidan.
I tend to be one of two ways. I like the big 120-hour, stupidly long, crazy games, and I like the ones that I can pick up and do 5 minutes of. If I've got 5 minutes before bed or 5 minutes while I'm waiting for the missus to get ready or something. So, one of those two. As what I like, so Trackmania, I suppose, fits in the
latter.
In the latter, and the Division fits in the former. So,
buy it.
No.
Dark Souls 3 for me.
I don't think. What's the question again? I can't. Let me have a look.
What games are people playing? Do you wish you were playing, Neil?
I think, but I even though I've never really played a Dark Souls game, I love the fact that people love Dark Souls. I love the fact that people get so involved in it and so involved in the lore and the backstory and the unexplained mechanics, and that, yeah, I really get jealous of people that love games so much that I've never had the opportunity to get into or never have bothered. So for me this month, to answer that question, I'd love to be able to try and get into Dark Souls 3 for me.
You're the same, Matt.
I'm exactly the same. Dark Souls 3 for me. Although, whether you could say normal people enjoy Dark Souls 3, I don't know, but certainly certain people who consider themselves to be games connoisseurs do, and I do not, but I do wish, like Neil, I could really get balls deep into a Dark Souls game. So that's the one for me.
Cool, cool. Next question. Backdoor Ben's been on. He says, how long have we got left? And then followed up by Mr. Neil Jarrett saying, when can I leave?
The answer to both of those questions is 8 months' time.
Yeah. So the cracks are appearing. It's good. The cracks are widening.
I just find it really hard.
Can I just remind everybody who the bookie's favourite was to fail first?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look. True.
And who are the two who are sitting there looking like they want to just quit now?
No, wait a minute. Quitting and wanting to leave are completely different things. I am finding it difficult because I'm addicted to video games. You know, we all are, you know, whether, you know, how much you can disguise it and get yourself involved in other things. I've just bought a house. I should be involved in DIY right now, but all I can think about is playing video games to escape the shit life that I've got. So,
the shit life of affording a fucking new house. Oh my fucking god, first world problem, motherfucker.
Welcome to your studio flat, Jason. Studio flat.
I'll fucking swap you.
Let's hope Penny does.
Then you'll have a fucking shit. You get the dog though, Jace.
That's fine, I can eat that fucking thing. Put it on a kebab.
It'll probably take, you'll be watching The Island, it'll be one meal between five of you. When can I leave? It was obviously said in jest. I'm obviously going to be here to the very end, unfortunately for most listeners.
Good man.
But what kind of frame of mind I'll be when I leave, whether I'll be a different man, whether I'll maybe want to go out and spend £200 on all the games that I've missed, who knows? But right now, I've not bought a game since December. So I'm doing okay.
Thanks to The Division. Anyway, moving on. Craig Duras says, while doing the Yoast Challenge, are we finding ourselves less enthusiastic about games and gaming? I think we've kind of covered a lot of that we're all feeling a bit dejected with games. If so, how have we gotten past the lull? Craig's asking because since doing the challenge, he seems to have reduced his gaming time by 75% and wonders if it's because he hasn't got the latest game to get into. Now, we have touched on this, and I'm going to fire in. This is a known phenomenon, having had done the challenge before, as I've mentioned several times. The lull phase, which happens about April, May sort of time, is a known quantity. And if you listen back to the first one, I think there's a lull about that same sort of time as well, where you've realised you're not going to be playing all the main games. And you get to the point where you're just doing dribs and drabs of other things. And there'll come a point in time when you realise that the challenge is still real. It's not going to go away, even though you want it to. And then you start playing games again. And that will come about June, just in time for beer garden season when you really don't want to play games. So, that's the way it seems to be going for me. And I know I've not been playing... I've been playing lots of hours of games, but not many games. I've been obviously involved in one game this month, but I see we're all feeling the same sort of thing. AD, not so much, because he's a fucking beast, but Matt's certainly complaining, the moany bit,
yeah.
And Neil can't be arsed.
No, I think it's good to know it's a known quantity. It's not so good to know that it doesn't pass till after June. Maybe I can power through it next month with a manic May mayhem of games, something being with them. We'll see. I run out of words. Move on to something cheerful. Cheer us up, Jason. We must have a nice question next.
All right, something words. Backdoor Ben's on again. Is anyone interested in Deus Ex or Mirror's Edge? Please don't make me think about Mirror's Edge and the fact I've been missing it. You're an arsehole.
So
Deus Ex, anyone?
I didn't know you were such a Mirror's Edge fan.
It's another one of those that it's got that
element.
Time trial element into it. It's got that how quick can you beat this section by doing it perfectly, very much Trackmania style, but in a first person running game. And it's fucking cool. The new one looks so fucking good in that new engine.
I wasn't sure about the blood trail things though that sort of guide you on your way. That was a
I might just fucking buy it.
It was a bit weird.
You're not going
to
get a
you just want me to buy all the games, didn't you? Exactly.
Who's going to do anything about it? Nothing. Nowhere.
Exactly. Nobody cares about Deus Ex though, yeah?
No.
Fucking hell.
No.
We don't like games.
We don't really like games, do we? We're just poor, moany old cunts just sitting here going, like, what can we do to do a podcast? Oh, well, let's pretend we're disinterested in games for a while.
There you go then, Ben. Nobody gives a shit about Deus Ex?
I would like to play Deus Ex. Because I enjoying the first, you know, the first invitation as much as I did. But I'm very... Yeah,
it's just fucking hard work, though, isn't
it? I'm very happy to leave it where it is until I've got the time to play it. So some of the games that have been announced this week that have had confirmed, you know, kind of release dates and stuff.
Titanfall.
Yes, exactly. Not just. I mean, is this the point to bring it up, AD? You're the host. Come on.
Bring what?
Yeah. Why don't we touch on Titanfall 2?
Titanfall 2. That's probably going to come out in November.
Fuck.
That's going to be announced at E3 and is going to leave us all sitting here in November thinking, fucking stupid, wanky, cunting fucking challenge.
I think this is the time to put something on the table. If Titanfall comes out whilst this challenge, or Titanfall 2 comes out whilst this challenge is still on, I will probably fail the challenge at that point. I will not, by any means, miss the first fucking day of Titanfall 2. Given the fact that I believe that's the finest fucking first-person shooter ever to have been fucking made.
Oh my god, please bring that out before the end of the year. Please bring it out.
So I'm hoping for it to slip, as most games slip anyway. Most games you can guarantee they're going to slip by a couple of months, so we should be all good.
Yeah, January the 10th for Titanfall 2. That's my prediction.
Yeah, oh, that's a good, fingers crossed. Shout, that is, AD. Well, even if it's January the 3rd, 1st, 2nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, Jace, what if Titanfall 2 came out
tomorrow,
25th of December, 26th of December, Boxing Day special release? Would you fail the challenge based
on fucking Boxing Day? What a fucking bollocks.
All right, 27th, Christmas special. Would you fail the whole challenge based on 3 days?
It's 4 days because there's 31 days in fucking
I meant the 28th.
December.
It came out on 28th. But it wouldn't come out on 27th, would it? Obviously.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking hell. Right, Jace is going to fail the challenge.
Okay, if it... All right, 28th of December.
If I do, he fucking will as well.
Would that be... You know, we are four people who buy too many video games. If we have gone from the 1st of January to the 28th of December, and then we all buy Titanfall 2, are we really failing the challenge?
AD, don't use the excuse this early. That's the excuse we meant to say at the time. You've just let the cat out of the bag. Now it'll be interesting, mate. Is what it is. It'll be fucking interesting.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
Do we do a communal fall on our swords then, and just all like go fuck it, and we all buy it at the same minute, the same day, and just go fuck it and drop the mics and just walk out of the podcasting room.
What you really need is like a joker and a gift left ready for Titanfall 2.
Fuck off, mate. They'll have been gone by then. Fucking shut up.
I don't know. There's still nothing. I mean, I was watching that 20-minute No Man's Sky thing the other night, which did look quite beautiful.
It looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So,
doesn't it look fantastic?
I'm really...
Yeah, it does.
If you'd have said to me at the start of the year, your joker will be a PS4 game, I would have told you're stupid. But yeah, I'm really tempted by that. Alright, next question.
Next question is from Richard Forder, who says, in terms of genres, we've got beat 'em ups, we've got shoot 'em ups, and now we've got walk 'em ups. What sort of simulator would we like?
Fuck 'em ups.
I'd like a simulator which is big robots that fall from the sky that you jump into and then shoot people with. That's what I'd like.
With swords?
Yeah, with swords. Added swords.
Do we call them fuck 'em ups?
Robot 'em ups.
Titan falling simulator. Yeah. I think we should have a trying to get all these people who fucking record this podcast to stay on topic for 10 minutes simulator. Nobody would ever fucking pass that shit.
Yeah, I'd like a simulator that simulates Jace being drunk so he can at least join in with the camaraderie of the rest of the podcast hosts.
can you simulate me some money into my bank account to fucking make that happen?
That's part of it. It all comes with it. It's a charity service. We all pay money into it and you get simulated beer.
Dude, if I had to pay £2.50 a week to make sure you enjoyed yourself every now and again, I'd pay that shit.
Yeah, fuck it.
Let's do a Kickstarter for Jake's Kickstarter. Happiness.
Right then. John Lenton says, are there any bullets we've dodged, e.g. games we nearly caved in for but didn't, and now really glad we didn't? I think we've covered off Quantum Break as one that me and AD think is a bullet dodged. Any others?
Division for me.
Oh, Division, yeah, we said that as well.
Definitely Division for me.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you've missed it. It's gone by. You've not missed a fucking great deal, to be honest with you, at all. Neither any of you. And wait for the next big one. They, you know, Ubisoft have done a good job at making a good shooter, but it's not that good.
Good shout. Next question, and the final question for this section, from Adamski, who says, no new game and no new vaping gear. Just what is Matt spending all his money on? The obvious answer is dessert, wine and fucking cans of Malibu. But anything else you've been spending your money on?
No, do you know what? This is the first month where I'm actually seeing a financial benefit from Year of Shame Challenge. I have not spent money on games. I've not spent money on vaping stuff. Spent money on anything other than the normal boring householdy kind of stuff. So I'm sure Ad will be pleased to know that I am seeing the financial rewards from doing this challenge.
And not just Ad, I'm sure your missus has seen the financial rewards as well.
I think mine.
Maybe those financial rewards might have gone on that fucking new fancy microphone you got your face fucking stuck next to.
It looks so pretty though. How precious.
So there we go. That was the questions for this month. Thank you very much for all of your questions. It's very lovely to have your questions, and we do appreciate them. And it gives us some content, so lovely.
Excellent. Right, let's bring this to a shuddering halt, shall we? So, domestics, you can email us at yoschallenge4@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at yoschallenge4. You can also find us on a Facebook page, which is yoschallenge4. 2016. However, that is a closed group, so you will have to apply to get into that one. iTunes reviews. We've got some, and we have promised codes to give away. So do you know what? We're going to do one tonight. We're going to give a code away. So all of those who have left iTunes reviews. So we've got Kev Atkinson, we've got Mantis Matt, we've got J Monster, Dodgy 123, Backdoor Ben has left us a review, and also Bell's number 360. Now, the random generator has been in action today, and when I say random generator, I asked a bloke at work to pick a number between 1 and 7, and he's picked out J Monster. So, Jeremy, mate, if you get in touch with me, we'll give you sort of that code. So, we've got some backwards compatibility codes for the Xbox One, and luckily, I know you've.
Have you got any codes for the Wii U for that fucking crazy bastard?
No, we haven't. They don't do codes or online stores, do they? On the Wii. Anybody else is out there listening? I know we've got more than 7 listeners, so if anybody wants to leave us an iTunes review, this could be you next month to get yourself a code. Just left to say, if you want to catch up with any of us on Twitter, so Jace is at JStokes, Matt is at EggDaddy, I am at ADMG, and Neil is at Baron Von Pleb. That's it. We'll see you all next time. Cheerio.
No, we won't, because we can't see the listeners, you silly bastard.
4 Year of Shame Challenge.
Hey guys, Backdoor Ben here. Long time no speak, hope you're all well and staying strong. I've remained strong. Joker card is potentially calling soon though, with the upcoming release of Uncharted. Still playing through the Golden Abyss, and I've just started Uncharted 2, which are brilliant. The main game I've been playing is Fallout 4. I've got back into that. I'm enjoying it. It's a slow but steady slog. I've also downloaded and installed Marvel Puzzle Quest, which apparently is allowed because it's free, as long as they don't spend any money. Apparently that's the rules, but we'll let you guys argue the toss about that. Other than that, I've not been gaming a huge amount. I'm glad I missed The Division. It seems like a great game, but another Destiny by the sounds of it. So I'm not too bothered about that. Upcoming, again, is Mirror's Edge and Deus Ex, which I really, really, really want to play, but I will hold fire on that one, I think. I've also played the Final Fantasy 15 demo, which I really enjoyed. So it's a toss-up between that and Uncharted for my Joker, but I am starting to get a hankering to buy a game. So it's more than likely going to be Uncharted, but we'll see how that goes. Other than that, not a lot of bullshit. I've sort of run out of excuses, but I'm getting there. I'm sure I'll think of some more bullshit to come up in the next couple of weeks and months. But, other than that, guys, keep up the good work, and I'll catch you all soon. Speak to you later.